AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Biden made a campaign appearance in Madison, Wisconsin today, addressing his dismal debate.
Can't say it was my best performance.
We love it, Joe.
It's okay.
But ever since then, there's been a lot of speculation. What's Joe going to do? Is he going to stay in the race? Is he going to drop out? What's he going to do? Well, here's my answer. I am running and going to win again.
Meantime, Ed Donahue reports former President Trump denies knowing anything about Project 2025.
Organized by longtime allies and former Trump administration officials, it proposes a massive overhaul of the federal government. Heritage Foundation President Kevin Roberts said on a podcast, Republicans are in the process of taking this country back, adding, we are in the process of the second American Revolution, which will remain bloodless if the left allows it to be. On his social media site, Trump said he knows nothing about Project 2025 and has no idea who is behind it. Trump also said he disagrees with some of the things they're saying, calling them absolutely ridiculous and abysmal. The 922-page plan outlines a dramatic expansion of presidential power and a plan to fire as many as 50,000 government workers and replace them with Trump loyalists. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Kansas's highest court has reaffirmed the state constitution protects abortion access, striking down a ban on a common second trimester procedure and laws regulating abortion providers more strictly than other health care providers. The Federal Reserve is highlighting the importance of its political independence. In its twice-yearly report on interest rate policies, it stressed the vital need for the central bank to operate independent of political pressures. The Labor Department reports U.S. employers added a solid 206,000 jobs in June. The unemployment rate ticked up to 4.1%. Stocks rallied on the news, the S&P and the NASDAQ closing at new highs. A winning week for both and the Dow. This is AP News. The Vatican has excommunicated a former ambassador to the U.S. Walter Ratliff has details.
Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano is formally outside the church and cannot celebrate or receive its sacraments. It was an inevitable end for the firebrand conservative who became one of Pope Francis's most ardent critics. Schism is one of the gravest crimes in canon law. It occurs when someone withdraws submission to the Pope or from the communion of Catholics who are subject to him. It's considered particularly dangerous to the faith because it threatens the unity of the Church, which is built on obedience to the Pope. The Vatican's Doctrine Office imposed the penalty, citing what it called Vigano's refusal to submit to the Pope's authority and the legitimacy of the Second Vatican Council. In recent years, Vigano has endorsed conspiracy theories about coronavirus vaccines, appeared at far-right political rallies in the U.S., backed Russia in its war in Ukraine, and refused to recognize Francis as Pope. I'm Walter Ratliff.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.